Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's it been like to watch him do what he does, especially at the end of the game there with their run?
It's been cool, man. He, you know, the league has stars, and he's one of, you know what I mean? He's just a tremendous talent. Very skilled guy. You know, some guys are just made to play ball in the position that they play, and he's definitely one of those guys. So, yeah, it's been very fun to watch. I've been having a lot of joy since I've been here. I mean, we won every game, so it's been cool, man.
Not that you can compare, but you've been around a lot of elite athletes. But is there ever a point, even at your level, where you see a guy and you find yourself thinking, oh, you know, that's something I haven't seen before, or I didn't know you could do that?
Yeah, I think. As far as what he does, that dual threat type of guy, he's definitely one of the best that I've seen. Usually with the dual threat type of quarterback, you know, they usually are better at running. I mean, he's a really great runner, but he can also throw that thing too. So I think that's what differentiates him from a lot of other quarterbacks, that he has both in his arsenal and he's really good at both. So
what was your perspective on the run, the 4th-and-2 run, watching that play? Like, can you take us through what you saw?
It was crazy. I mean, as a play, we practiced. I could have got the ball. So I'm just like, I'm hoping he throws it, but it's like, I'm like kind of anxious. It's 4th-and-2, you know what I'm saying? So he pump faked it and he ran, and I thought it, because he's been slotting all game, and that's kind of another thing. Like when I used to watch him, like back in the day, he used to take a lot of hits, but he used to, like, you know, obviously have these big runs, but he was sliding all game, so I wasn't sure if he was going to go for it. But, and that's what I was alluding to earlier as far as, like, you know, how smart he is. He knew the situation, like, yo, we need to score. We had this great offense on the other side. I can't slide right here. So, yeah.
The first pass that you caught down the left sideline, he dropped it right into your left hand, and you catch it. Did that give you any more confidence? Hey, this thing is okay. I can grab this ball out here.
Yeah, it did. Because, I mean, I just kind of threw it up there. Right. You know what I mean? It always gives you confidence. You can catch a ball early, yep. Help your team. You know, 30-yard game. We went down and scored. Yeah, man, that's the birth of confidence, man. When you're able to when you're able to make something happen. So, yeah.
And then today, overall, how did it
go? It felt good, man. It felt good. It's definitely getting a lot better. So I'm just glad to be able to be out there.
And how big will this bye week be then for you and your hand?
Yeah, it'll be really good. You know, every day matters when it comes to, like, you know, injuries and stuff in this league. Every day matters because the season isn't forever. You know what I'm saying? So as long as you can get better every single day, 1% better, that's all that matters.
And then on the one that they challenged, but you had your foot down, looked like you didn't even turn around until the ball was about 3/4 of the way there. It looked like it was perfectly placed. Tell me a little bit about that play and that route. Was that, hey, is it just a timing route, basically?
Not necessarily. I mean, every route is pretty much a timing route, but it was a double move, kind of on the fringe of, do I rush it? Which, right, you're never supposed to really rush a double move, but it's like, double moves take longer than regular routes, and, you know, every good defense is going to get to the quarterback. So I made sure I took my time, but there was a guy in his face, so that's why it looked like I didn't see it till it was 3/4 in the air, because the guy was in his face, so he threw it up. But I went and made a play. Yeah.
Did you know you had 2 feet down before they even challenged it? Were you confident?
I was confident that I was like 90% sure, but you never know. But I've been in that situation before too, to where you can. you kind of have the feel, okay, I got this foot down as soon as I caught the ball, and then I got the second foot down. But you never know which way those things might swing. So I was pretty sure, but I obviously I wasn't 100% sure.